song to put on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Right in the middle of March Madness, everybody.
It's Dickie B, baby, the big guest. Before you break out those brackets, here are my predictions. This year's Dream Final is going to come down to Lex Luthor, Kentucky Bourbon versus the Dukes of Hazzard, with Wisconsin Cheddar going the distance by beating them both. But that's unlikely because Wisconsin will be trounced by Vanilla Nova, winning the whole shebang when they're beaten by Syracuse, who's going to be crowned the winner when they take a whooping from, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
Yes,
before Virginia loses to Cleveland Rocks. And if it all works out right, we'll be seeing every one of these teams cutting down the nets in Indianapolis when they win the 2015 NCAA Intercollegiate Competition of Athletics College Basketball Tournament of Championship matchup in a 68-way tie in the great state of Indiana, Jones. This is the real Cinderella story, grossing more than $70.1 million to lead the domestic box office and over $132 million worldwide, baby!
You gotta love Dickie. I mean, he's 75. He was on Letterman two nights ago. He's just fantastic, and he's right. I mean, people around the world bet $12 billion on March Madness, including $2.5 billion illegally in this country. It costs American businesses $1.9 billion in lost productivity. Really? I mean, I don't buy that. Of course it does. But what does Facebook cost this country every single day? The odds of filling out a perfect bracket are 1 in 9.2 quintillion, and it would be easier for you to win Mega Millions twice in a row.
Woo!
So,
I wonder what the chances are of Donald Trump being president of this country.
Is he running or not?
He says he's putting together a committee to examine running.
Well, that's some stupid news.
Yeah, right. Every comic in America and Comedy Central is going, woohoo! We got one more crack at this guy.
Hey, can I tell you some stupid news?
Yes,
and, or maybe she's right, Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah.
Oh, she's the stupidest the news could get.
No, you stop, because she's very close to being the common woman.
Oh, is that right?
I'm incredibly close to the common woman in that I'm a woman and I'm a mother, and we all are in a physical body with beating hearts, with compassion,
oh, God,
and love. We are all seekers. We all want questions. We all want fulfillment. We want to live our best lives. We want to be healthy and happy and squeeze the most that we can out of life. I think that's all women.
Oh, my God.
Why is
And we go get cupped, and we believe crazy things, and we feed our four-year-old macrobiotic cupcakes. And
she didn't say go get cupped, did she?
She gets cupped.
Oh, okay. That's the
moron.
Yeah, the hot glass bottles on your back, that's cupping.
I love it feels good. I will say that.
Have you
Someone
done
did it?
It
to me. I didn't do
oh my
it,
God,
but it's
I
been
it's
done.
Really painful.
Well, he doesn't really, like, leave it there like she does, where she gets the scars, or not scars,
right,
but little bruises.
Well, you do, yeah.
I forget. Well, you create a tiny little vacuum in the cup with a little bit of an open flame.
Right.
And so it's warm, and if you move it and glide it across the skin, it feels really good.
Oh, no, that's not the German way of doing it. No. They put it on
isn't,
there.
Is it?
Yes, until it causes it's like a vacuum, and it pulls the skin up into the cup.
And then you have this weird wound mark.
Right. No, it looks like you're scaly for a while. I mean, you're like, you have bumps on your back, like, you know, the bumps that go down the middle of the road.
Right, bumps, when you're driving blind.
Right, when you're driving off the road and you're driving where you're not supposed to, that's what your back looks like.
You know what but else I just pulled
it's
up?
It's supposed to be very healing and cleansing, though.
Oh, yeah, because it sucks literally the toxins from your body.
Sucks the life right out
right.
of you, yes.
So I can't believe it, because the Ellen Powell Kleiner Perkins trial has been going on in San Francisco with regard to sexual harassment and discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
In Silicon Valley and everything. And I just pulled this up. Somebody is suing Facebook for pretty much the same thing. So we'll see how that plays out.
As the organization or just as social media?
Yeah, no, Facebook, the, what do I want to say?
The
employer.
Company. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy.
Wow.
Anyway, I mean, I just feel like you got to be so brave to take on, you know, David and Goliath kind of situation.
Yes, but no. I mean, the gender bias within Silicon Valley is the gender gap is enormous. So,
well,
I mean, you know, people are seeing these huge lawsuits going on, and they're like, well, you know, yeah, 80. I'm not saying Facebook. I have no idea what's going on there.
Yeah.
So I'm just talking about business ABC. Yeah, I mean, you know, ABCDEF, not as in the network. you don't know. I mean, you know, if 90% of the employees are men, you may have a point.
Yeah, well, we'll see. It looks like there's some sex discrimination and harassment as well. And who knows what form that actually takes. But
speaking of discrimination, is it discrimination to discriminate against men with their baldness? And this is from GQ. I pulled this out of my GQ. Not my
I
ass.
Don't discriminate.
Okay. All right. GQ senior editor John Wild says men should embrace their baldness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And according to this GQ editor, John Wild, there's a way for the 70% of men suffering from male pattern baldness to reclaim control over their hairline. And he was talking to Huffington Post. The journalist revealed that he recently realized that he was fighting a losing battle mm-hmm. against his genetics. Thus, he decided to shave his head completely.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, you just have to give up that war. It's no longer a battle. You lost. Get rid of it all. Because there's the comb over thing, right?
I love that he said that. Yeah, no, that's very cool. He just said, and that's pretty much what he said. He says, I got to a point where it's just like, listen, man, this is what's going on. To look my best from now on, I'm just kind of dealing with the way I feel about my hair going away and sick of kind of dealing with trying to fake it. It's not coming back. There's nothing I can do about it. You know, I think that getting rid of it looks strongest on me.
Exactly. Yeah, there's right. dignity to it, where it's undignified to do all these tricks with your hair and hairspray to pretend like it can, you know, we see it. It's all combed
well,
over the top.
Nowadays, guys can get plugs and things like that or
yeah.
better toupees, I guess.
Yeah.
There are different methods. You're just not having, yeah. Well, aren't we all at a place, you know, in a society kind of way, societal way, where it's just, I don't even think twice about it if I see a guy who's completely shaved bald.
Well, yeah, because it was a trend for a while, and people who had fine heads of hair were shaving them. I mean, I think the way to really rock it, too, is to make sure your head isn't, you know, scaly and funny looking, you know, and get a little bit of sun on it.
That kind of sucks. I mean, what if you have a weird-shaped skull? You don't really know until you shave it off.
That could happen. You're right. But it's still, it's better than the horrible, weird thing that you're doing with your hair, the comb over or something like that. Chip's a good-looking bald guy.
Oh, Chip Franklin is great. Yeah. Yes.
Embracing it, I would say.
For sure. And he says, this guy goes on to say, you know, I feel 20 times more, your word, dignified and confident with my hair this kind of way and steering clear of that whole losing it very slowly and trying to cover it up or the comb over. Yeah,
that's so bad. Yeah. You know, there's the part where you lose it from the upper top, you know, and you get that Friar Tuck look. I had a boss
the crown?
Was having that.
The crown issue.
That's
well,
sad.
That's where it starts to thin at the beginning. Well,
oh,
yeah,
does it?
You know,
he was just totally bald there, like in a patch, and then the rest of it was all there in
pattern.
Full.
That's male pattern baldness, but usually it starts there or the receding hairline.
It's more common that it goes from the forehead on up. But he had this
Friar
Tuck thing starting. And I didn't see it like for months. And then all of a sudden I walked into a room and he had his back to me. And I'm like, oh my God, what's going on there?
Oh my God. Okay. So would you rather admit your weight or your salary? The answer to that coming up with, and we're going to get to ladies and gentlemen, guys too, you should be dating men in their 50s. We'll tell you why. And you're going to love this. Speaking of that, this goes back. I have an old PSA, that means public service announcement, from the radio about STDs called VD is for everybody. Mm. Back in the day, nobody says VD anymore, venereal disease.
And not everyone wants it.
Yeah. And by the way, don't you have it up at Generation Drex? Are you going to post it? Because there is actually the government put out. You know, it was the video.
That
I'm going to play.
VD is for everybody.
Right, VD is for everybody. But I'm going to play the audio. That's next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
The California State Solar Rebate is gone. Soon, the federal tax incentive will disappear too. Wait much longer, and you'll wind up paying 30% more for your new solar system. Have you given up because you think you can't afford solar? At Semper Solaris, we don't give up that easy. Call before the end of the month and get your system with no payments till June of 2016. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of California's rebate. New customers actually get an instant rebate check. Why Semper Solaris? We hand you cash. We only use U.S. manufacturers, and our panels come with a 25-year warranty, including labor. We're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We complete our mission with esprit de corps and honor. You get a solar system for no money out of pocket. Get a California equivalent instant rebate check, and call before the end of the month and pay nothing until June of 2016. Call Semper Solaris now. 800 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's time to go wild. Hey, it's me, Malou Nubla, inviting you to the San Francisco Flower and Garden Show, March 18th through the 22nd at the San Mateo Event Center. With spectacular showcase gardens, over 100 free do-it-yourself seminars, the world's top floral and garden experts, plus plenty of fun for the kids. The whole family can go wild at the San Francisco Flower and Garden Show, March 18th through the 22nd at the San Mateo Event Center. Get your tickets now at sfgardenshow.com.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I have a sausage, egg, cheese, croissant?
You got the time.
It's 8:03?
Nope, it's croissant-witch time. You can get two flaky, light, buttery croissant-witch sandwiches for just $4. So what time is it?
Croissant-witch time.
No, ma'am, it's 8:04.
Listen, I need to go to work.
Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
See Beta Space, Diana Theater at the San Jose Museum of Art, March 12th through September 13th.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. 15 years later, and they've become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
American Vision Windows, celebrating their 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get brand new, energy efficient, beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package. Call 888-475-6464. That's 888-475-6464.
CSLB number 778326.
It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Weeknights, we talk it out from 7 till 10, live and local in the Bay in San Francisco and around the world. You can stream us live at KGOradio.com. Or you can get the app. You can get the app there. And you can also get the app at iHeartRadio. You can download it from the App Store. And then you can also join us on Twitter at Generation Drex. We're all over the place. And there we'll give you the hookup to Mercat, where you can actually download that app and watch us stream video live and audio. But you're only hearing what's going on in the studio. So you're watching and hearing what's going on in the studio.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
They miss the music.
They're hearing the raw part.
Yeah.
Yes. Without the processing. And then they, you know, watch Heather chase me around the studio during the break and stuff like that. Yank my hair,
on the head with pieces of paper.
Right. Throwing me up against the wall, you know.
What?
Spank me, daddy. Spank me. Stuff like that. Yeah. This is why you should date men who are in their 50s. Heather.
I like them all right.
Oh, by the way, I didn't do the payoff. I promised. So this is, before we get to that, this is an old PSA public service announcement about STDs, sexually transmitted diseases, called VD is for everybody, VD, venereal disease. It's making its rounds again. It's from the late 60s and early 70s, and it's been online, at least since 2006. apparently it was supposed to make people realize anyone can get an STD. But by the way it's done, it almost makes you want to get one. So we've posted it. Where did you put it? It's really funny to watch.
Twitter at Generation Drex.
Okay. All right.
But it was very confusing.
Well, people were very confused going from the 60s to the 70s.
Okay.
Here's the audio.
CD for everybody, not just for the few. Anyone can share VD with someone nice as you.
If you're curious or confused, get information or a pamphlet at most pharmacies or a health clinic. If you need help, see a doctor.
Wow. So there's no traumatizing images of people, you know, getting a horrible disease and having to go to a doctor. It's just like all these normal, happy people. There's even a baby, a man jogging. You're like, wait, what is VD? Do I want it?
Well,
or should I avoid it? It looks more like something you might want.
It was in that awkward stage. Some people say it's from 69. Other people say it's from 73. Probably ran between those years. And, you know, you had to be very careful the way you presented yourself on television. We were very, very, very liberal in some areas, but very, very conservative in others.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is you get when you get a team of like marketing people together, really destroying the message
and having to do and produce it for the government. That was that was the bottom line.
Exactly.
I mean, when you think
because they're going to weigh in as well and go, well, this is a little too racy.
But if you think about television back in the 70s, i.e. Norman Lear with the Jeffersons and All in the Family and things like that, they were very progressive. The stuff they did on those shows then, you could never do now.
There's things you couldn't do now. You're right.
Yeah.
I heard a really good interview with him, and I think Carol O'Connor as well, and you're like, oh, yeah, no one would sort of dance along that edge of that topic any longer because there was a lot of race, obviously, and All in the Family.
Sure, and sex, everything. All social issues were discussed with Archie Bunker. I mean, it was a sit-down conversation. There should be more shows like it. Now, everything's freaking vanilla, except for this show. Don't worry, I'll just store it. You decide. That's okay.
Tell you what.
So I'm trying to tell Heather she should be dating men in their 50s. And one of the reasons is I'll just start with, you know, well, they're mature.
They are.
That's the obvious.
More mature sometimes.
Like fine line. I mean, it takes a while.
But I have dated men in their 50s, and they can be just as big a babies as anyone.
Now that I finally hit the number. You know, it takes a while for a man to mature. When women finally meet a real man, she's very happy because she waited so damn long for those sour boy grapes to mature. Yes, to a luscious, velvety, virile gentleman. Isn't that nice?
So when you read this article, you go, so who wrote this article? Gee, do you think it was a man in his 50s with gray hair?
No, it was women in their 20s and 30s, which I love, isn't it?
No. It was definitely written by a man in his 50s.
Oh, it was. Okay, but it's clearly written by a man who would like to date men or women. Well, I don't know. This is separate. Whatever. It doesn't matter where you are. But nonetheless, I mean, there are younger guys who want to date older guys, and there are younger women who want to date older guys.
Sure. Yeah. And he's convincing
and
those
women
that they need
women
to date men in their 50s. So it's I'm just saying, it's a little tongue-in-cheek and you know, grain of salt or whatever. But I agree with a lot of it. So number two is he's got gray hair. Gray is the new black. Gray is all about being more distinguished, intelligent, dapper, and wiser. If you have any doubt, just look at George Clooney, John Stewart, John Slattery, Anderson Cooper, Jeff Bridges, Barack Obama, to name just a few.
I don't know what color my hair is. I haven't seen it in 10 years. I have no idea what color it is. He's better in bed. A 50-year-old man is you know, he's just not in a hurry. He wants to please you. Especially if you're in your 20s and 30s. He wants you to come back, trust me. He wants to please you and takes great pleasure in making you happy and make sure that that happens. And he also knows there's a lot more to do in the bedroom than just regular intercourse.
Ding!
Yeah, go ahead.
I liked that part.
Next Ola, please.
No, I really thought that was a big part and it was great.
Well, sure,
But again, you know, it doesn't necessarily cut across all ages. I mean, I've had lousy sex with a man in his 50s. Okay, anyway.
Maybe he didn't want you back.
Just saying. Yeah. Name that rhymes with... No. Okay. Oh, yeah, right. You're right. He's just trying to get rid of me. Number four is he loves kids, but doesn't burden you with his own.
Oh, well, they're gone. They're in high school or college or working, hopefully. Yeah, he makes date plans and then sticks to them. Oh, for sure. Yeah, you would think, you know, guys, once they hit 50, they've got the calendar down.
Yeah. I mean, they make a plan. They tell you to either be there at a certain point in time. So everything's arranged. It's not these last minute hurried texts. And hopefully they actually send a car for you
or come get you themselves. Let me just give you Alice advice. If you're in your 20s and 30s or you want to date a man who's in his 50s or above, be there on time. Don't stand him up for a half hour.
Right.
It's like,
yeah. How many Manhattans is he supposed to drink?
He's, he'll probably forgive you. He's physically fit. Well, some are and some aren't.
His knees may creak a little, but a lot of guys are a little more vain than perhaps their fathers were at that age.
So sure.
They work out and take care of themselves and have cool hobbies and stuff like that.
He's financially stable. Well, you would hope so by then, or you wouldn't be dating him. Right. He knows he's going to pay on the first date. He will, even though we went through this earlier in the week where women don't really dig that anymore, but he will. So don't get upset about or pissy about it.
And if he doesn't, run.
Go ahead.
So yeah, that ties into that one exactly. Number eight is he knows he's going to pay on the first date. And number nine is he's very well traveled in the world.
And he doesn't want you to mother him. No, doesn't need it. Doesn't want it, doesn't need it. Don't go away.
Oh, no,
that's fine.
They want an independent woman.
Absolutely. We have, I don't know where you found this, but San Francisco Tourist Commandments.
It's kind of funny.
That is fun. That's next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Join Michelin star Luce Restaurant at the Intercontinental San Francisco for the 4th Annual Culinary Clash this Sunday, March 22nd. Student finalists from the International Culinary Center will showcase their skills with a 3-course menu and vie for top honors and scholarship. Join the student finalists and celebrity judges Sunday evenings at Luce Restaurant for an inspired culinary evening. The 3-course menu is only $40 and a portion benefits the school's scholarship fund. Visit lucewinerestaurant.com for more information.
Who doesn't love cheese? 3 days of cheese bliss await you at California's 9th annual Artisan Cheese Festival in Sonoma County Wine Country, March 20th through the 22nd. On Friday night, cheesemongers square off to make the best bite. Chef Ryan Scott will emcee the festivities. Have you always wanted to make, cook, pair, and taste cheese? Learn from the experts at Saturday seminars. And on Saturday night, chefs take center stage with their best bites. As over 24 restaurants showcase their cheese-inspired dishes for sampling with wine and beer to complement their creations. Sunday, stroll through the artisan cheese tasting marketplace. Taste and buy cheese from dozens of artisan makers and meet. Try and buy wares from artisan wineries, craft breweries, and local food vendors. Celebrity chefs, world-class cheese, wine, beer, and more, all in one fun-filled weekend, March 20th through the 22nd. It's all about the cheese at the Sheraton Hotel on the Petaluma River. For tickets and information, go to artisancheesefestival.com. That's artisancheesefestival.com.
9:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. The Diocese of San Francisco is answering some tough questions tonight. The diocese is now removing a sprinkler system that was installed on the grounds of one of its churches to chase away a growing homeless encampment. KGOA 10's Brian Pelletier.
For the Archdiocese admits that the controversial sprinkler system at St. Mary's was intended to deter homeless people from sleeping in alcoves.
No matter what they were doing, you know, the crack pipes and human waste and condoms and needles kept showing up. And so 2 years ago, they made the decision to put those sprinklers in.
Kamer says the Archdiocese gave the homeless people notice that the sprinklers were being installed, and it uninstalled them once the problem was discovered.
Once we learned about that, we took swift action, turned them off, and actually removed them once we found out that people were being doused on a regular basis.
One more thing you can blame on the California drought, the cost of electricity. Dr. Peter Glick is with the Pacific Institute in Oakland.
California gets a lot of its electricity normally from hydroelectricity. When we don't have water, we don't generate that much power from those hydro plants. We burn a lot more natural gas when we don't have those hydro facilities, and we produce a lot more air pollution.
California has spent about $1 billion more in recent years to compensate for the loss of hydroelectric power, but Glick says that really translates to only a few dollars more for each Californian. Well, you wouldn't know it, but Britain's Prince Charles was in the U.S. today. Charles clearly doesn't carry the cachet of his son, but he did do some sightseeing and delivered a speech about protecting the world's water supply.
On our increasingly crowded planet, this has to be a critical part of establishing a more harmonious relationship between mankind and the natural environment, which, at the end of the day, sustains us all.
The Prince and the Duchess are in the U.S. for 4 days, creating partnerships around climate change and corporate social responsibility. While the President was touting economic recovery in Cleveland, Fed Reserve Chairman Janet Yellen back in Washington says the Fed is inching closer to its first increase in interest rates in 6 years. Yellen, however, was measured, saying she prefers to err on the side of caution, which is code for take it slow. That said, you can hear her optimism as she talks about unemployment.
The unemployment rate projections over the next few years and in the longer run are generally a bit lower than the December projections.
Now listen closely. Yellen says the Fed likely won't raise rates in April, but after that, an increase is on the table. Beyond that, there is no timetable. The Fed meets again in June. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:33.
My Bad Back loves my Craftmatic.
My Bad Back loves my Craftmatic bed.
My Bad Back loves my Craftmatic adjustable bed.
These aren't actors. They're real people who sleep better every night thanks to their Craftmatic adjustable bed. Just call 800-371-9576. That's 800-371-9576. For prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds, call 800-371-9576. That's 800-371-9576.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less, remove penalties and fees, stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
It's the final week for Iron Horse Home Free Leather Upgrade Days. Visit now for stressless brand furniture at tremendous savings. Enjoy up to $500 per seat. Sofas qualify for three times the savings. Iron Horse is the only stressless dealer in San Francisco County with locations in the San Francisco Design District and Benicia Arsenal. Visit their contemporary showrooms and discover designer style can be affordable. Go to ironhorsehome.com today.
It is 9:35 on KGO. Time again for traffic on the fives, and the man at the controls is Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic's brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. In San Bruno, on the northbound 101 ramp to westbound 380, you got a solo vehicle accident there that's on the center divider, but traffic is stopping to just before San Bruno Avenue East now. And in Redwood City, southbound 101 before Whipple Avenue, please keep your eyes open for a mystery object said to be in the third lane. A couple of heads ups for you. Construction on the Bay Bridge lower deck is going to have the right lanes closed in just about 2.5 hours, starting at midnight, and that's going to go until 6 a.m. And in 2 days, beginning March 20th, Caltrans is going to shut down the North Flynn Carroll Road on and off ramps along 580 eastbound in Livermore for 2 months while they do a reconstruction on the on and off ramps. New nonstops to Texas make flying to the Lone Star State easier than ever before from OAK. Fly to Texas from OAK and park free for up to 3 days in the daily lot, valid through April 15th. For enrollment details, visit oaklandairport.com/parkfree. I'm Lee Graham, KGO A10.
Well, it was supposed to be a battle of the two very best teams in the NBA, but at the start of the fourth quarter, it is all Golden State Warriors. Dubs over the Atlanta Hawks, 88-66, just over 10 minutes to play. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Sunglasses and sunscreen, mid-60s to low-80s around the Bay Area. Friday is going to be a smidge cooler. says KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
As we head towards the weekend, it's going to be a nice variety of weather. Lots of sunshine after the morning, low clouds on Saturday, low 60s to mid 70s. And then on Sunday, it changes up a bit. Starts out with blue skies, increasing cloud cover throughout the day, and those temperatures will come down a few more degrees, especially inland. Low 60s to the low 70s.
Right now around the Bay Area, mostly clear. 55 in Oakland, 56 in Santa Rosa, 57 in Dublin, 55 Walnut Creek, 50 in Half Moon Bay. We've got 57 in San Jose and 56, partly cloudy in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
I love this stupid news. Thank you very much, John. It is 9:37 on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Listen to this, Heather. So, would you want to see Pat Sajak and Tom Bergeron throw down from Wheel of Fortune and Dancing with the Stars? That would be fun.
Oh, no, I want to see them wrestle or fight.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Fight club. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bust bottles over each other's heads.
Yeah, right. That'd be great. Right.
Well, of course you would. So the new season of Dancing with the Stars premiered Monday night, and apparently Pat Sajak from, you know, Wheel wasn't impressed because he tweeted out, might be time to change Dancing with the Stars to Dancing with People who agree to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Ooh.
Tom saw it and he was pissed off, so he tweeted back, or change Wheel of Fortune to Wheel of Unfortunates. I think Pat's line was much better.
Yeah.
So on and so forth, but I don't know.
Yawns more. Hey, you want a hot tip for a good cheap date?
Yes.
I got something great. So I've been watching this thing being built right over by AT&T Park around McCovey Cove, and it's called The Yard. And it's kind of another one of those, like, off-the-grid kind of street food kind of places. But there's a Pete's Coffee and Anchor Brewing, and I'm seeing that some place that barbecues meat is going in. But the great thing about it is that they built these big stairs that you can just go sit on, like bleacher seats.
Oh,
and
cool.
It overlooks McCovey Cove and the water and the park. And our own Mike Simpson went out there today, and he'll have an exclusive story about it tomorrow morning. But I talked to one of the workers earlier in the week, and he goes, oh, yeah, it's going to, because I was like, when is it going to open? I keep Googling this thing, and you know, it looks like you're getting close to being open, and I don't see that. And he goes, I think Friday or Saturday.
Well, you know what I heard about.
Mike knows the answer, and you can find out tomorrow.
Right. Right here on KGO 810. I heard that a story about that with the Anchor Brewing people, mm-hmm. that they will actually have more of their beers available than they do at their plant or wherever they are.
At the yard?
Yes.
Oh.
At the yard. Because they have more room.
That's amazing. Oh, yeah. You mean, oh, when the whole thing goes in.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. Ugh, I'm thirsty for beer right now just talking about it. Anyway, great place to go on Friday night, I think, or Saturday.
Let's get to this. Where did you find this? Is this from SFGate or?
Looks like a Thrillist article.
Thrillist, okay. 29 San Francisco Tourist Commandments.
And see if you have any to add. I think most people will agree with a lot of these things. Thou shalt taketh off your lanyard when you've left the conference. Because I just think that's so funny, especially where our offices or our studios used to be. That's all you ever saw was dweebs with lanyards. Here's my name. I'm at the whatever conference. It's just such an awful look. Was that too mean?
No, not at all. Not at all. But people forget that they wear them because they're so convenient and everything's so security tight nowadays.
I just don't know how you forget that.
Yeah, but you know what? You sure as hell don't want to lose it.
Shove it in your purse or your pocket.
San Francisco Tourist Commandments. Number one, tip. and, you know, she didn't really want to bring that up, but I said, yeah, go ahead and bring it up because here's the thing. There's a lot of foreigners that come here.
We are an international.
Yes, we are an international hub. So a lot of people, you know, who come to visit San Francisco are not down with the tipping thing because in their country they don't do it.
They absolutely don't do it. And Maybe that's going to change here, huh? Thou shalt learn to step down on Muni. It's not that hard. I guess it's scary to some people.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You got to catch on. Yeah.
This is another thing about people from other countries.
Oh, stand on the right side of the escalator. Thank you. Also known as the right side. Well, that's easy enough to remember, isn't it?
It's
not necessarily. Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
So when it's not happening so much right now because the European Union and you know, their economy is in the crapper. So the euro is almost par with the U.S. dollar.
Mm.
But this would drive me crazy because when their euro was $1.33 or the Brits with their sterling pound, which is still powerful against our dollar, you know, they get used to walking on the left side. And so you could always tell these people were from another country because they keep they're walking on the wrong side.
No, that's another thing. Yeah. And it used to bother me until I figured it out.
Right. They don't get it.
I'd be riding my bike too, or skating or something like that, and you're like, "Get out of my way!"
Right? Yes, because they're used to driving or riding or walking on the left side.
Yeah, they're always on the left, and you're like, "You're going against the flow of traffic."
Well, guess what? When in Rome, you drive on the right side, at least in this part of the world. Okay, let me see. Go ahead.
When in San Francisco, I mean, it just recommends that you go to places other than Fisherman's Wharf. Really, just go anywhere else. It's true. This is a favor for your own sake.
I understand, but there are cool things about the wharf that, I mean, you still want to see it. Okay. Bring layers because thou shalt not borrow my jacket.
And no one wants to see your white cankles.
That's funny, too.
Put on some clothes.
And you know what? And you really don't get it because you come down here, downtown especially, and it's nice and warm in the afternoon. And when you go out and it's 55 degrees. Use thine phone or camera to take pictures, not your iPad.
Well, that's for when you're at concerts. Number 8 is thou shalt, tourists, order a craft beer at Monk's Kettle, Toronado, McKellar's, City Beer Store, Pie Bar, Magnolia Brew Pub, and La Trappe Cafe.
Calleth that a cable car a cable car.
Not a trolley.
Yes.
Stay on my couch for two nights and only two nights.
Oh, my God. Yeah, don't you love that? I'm already getting that.
I bet you are.
Yes, yes, because here I am in San Francisco, most beautiful city, one of the most beautiful cities in the world, in the United States, and already. Well, so, Drex, do you have an extra bed? I'm like, well, we're really busy.
Just say no. We don't have an extra bed.
We have a blow-up bed. We have an air bed. You can always scare people with that.
Oh, yeah. That'll scare them away. Oh, yeah. We have a nice air bed for you. And they'll be like, no, thanks. We'll get a hotel. This says, thou shalt call it San Francisco, which I sort of disagree. I don't care what you call it. Just come here and spend money. You can say Fran. You can say Frisco. I don't care.
You don't?
No. Why would we be so uptight? We're supposed to be peace and love.
I know, but you were. You were very uptight. I'll just flash back to my KSJO rock days when I was here in the mid-80s. Mm-hmm. You didn't dare. Matter of fact, this was referred to as the city. You mm-hmm. didn't even say San Francisco. Mm-hmm. You were here. You lived it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, there was a very strict rule, especially living in San Jose. You never called it San Fran, and you never called it Frisco. It was very much frowned upon.
No, everyone says that, and I'm like, oh, God, would everyone just lighten up? What's a nickname?
Well, have you lightened up in 30 years? I mean, you tell me. Are you speaking for the entire city? Has it lightened up?
Oh, no, it hasn't. I'm just saying I personally disagree with this part of the list.
Oh, okay.
Then there's a bunch of thou shalt nots.
And we're going to get to those in just a second. Okay. but I have to tell you, back to the San Francisco thing, because it's so funny. Before I came here, I said, oh, the city. And one of the managers said, oh, we don't care about that anymore. Pretty much like what you're saying.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
But I'm not going to walk around and call it Frisco or San Fran.
I actually like Frisco.
I don't want to be that idioto.
I think there was a company trying to sort of ironically use the name and make it okay in the 21st century, and they went out of business.
Oh.
It was called Frisco.
Don't go away. Coming up, the good news, along with those who thou shalt not when it comes to being a San Francisco tourist, commandments thereof. A 99-year-old woman made 1,000 dresses for little girls in Africa. It's a good news story.
Aww.
Yeah. Don't go away. All on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Are you in reasonably good health today and looking forward to a long life? Well, if so, now is the time to consider long-term care insurance. About 70% of those who reach age 65 will need long-term care at some point in their lives. That is 7 out of 10 of us. And the costs are staggering today, and they're only going to keep getting higher. I'm Ron Owens, here to tell you about long-term care insurance. It can not only protect your hard-earned nest egg, it can also help make sure that you're not a burden to your loved ones. In addition, long-term care insurance can allow you to receive quality care in the setting of your own choice. That includes your own home. Call Greg O'Donnell at the O'Donnell Financial Group, 866-496-2300. He's the guy to talk to when it comes to long-term care insurance, and do it before it's too late. O'Donnell Financial Group and Greg O'Donnell, your personal independent financial advisors. Call Greg right now at 866-496-2300 or online. Go to O'DonnellFinancial.com. IronHorseHome.com.
It's the final week for Iron Horse Home free leather upgrade days. Visit now for stressless brand furniture at tremendous savings. Enjoy up to $500 per seat. Sofas qualify for three times the savings. Iron Horse is the only stressless dealer in San Francisco County with locations in the San Francisco Design District and Benicia Arsenal. Visit their contemporary showrooms and discover designer style can be affordable. Go to IronHorseHome.com today.
On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status
case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future, hosted by you. Hashtag happy face, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If I could redo any room, it would be the master bathroom.
Oh, outdoor kitchen, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to walk in and feel like I'm in a spa.
Like I'm at a beach party.
Heated floor tiles, a gentle rain, shower heads.
Loud sound system around the pool.
If you can imagine it, now's the time to create it.
It would be my retreat.
My retreat.
For a limited time, you can take advantage of a Comerica Bank Home Equity Flex Line with an introductory rate of just 2.99% APR for the first 9 months. A later variable rate is effective after the introductory time period. With rates this low, there's never been a better time to reimagine your home. To learn more about credit costs and terms, call Comerica Bank at 800-829-5356. Introductory APR of 2.99% is for home equity line of credit accounts only and applies to balances for the first 9 monthly statement cycles after the account open date. Variable rate in effect after the introductory time period. Loans are subject to credit approval. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender, equal housing lender.
It's something we all have to confront at one point or another. Spring cleaning. That's why the Bay Area is lucky to have Zero Res, your go-to carpet cleaner, ready to extract the winter dirt and grime from your floors and upholstery. Maybe it's a cat or dog you're cleaning up after. Zero Res is the best way to clean your carpets because of what it doesn't use. It doesn't weigh your carpet down with soap, shampoo, or chemicals. That's why it's called Zero Res, short for zero residue. It's the perfect solution if you suffer from allergies. Just one of the many reasons Zero Res has received the Super Service Award from Angie's List for years. Call today to take advantage of the KGO March special for just $99 with a variety of options. Plus, commercial customers receive free quotes. Call 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739. Or you can easily book it online by going to ZeroBayArea.com. Spell backward or forward, it's spelled the same. Zero Res. It's the right way to clean.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at Scotts.com. Go on! Put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
It's been a great Wednesday.
You know what? It has been. And it's so funny. I just said to Heather, I said, is it Wednesday or is it Thursday? Are we getting close to Friday? I guess we are. We're closer. I know
that's
that.
Right.
We're getting there. So we were reviewing, everybody.
The commandments for tourists.
Yes,
welcome to San Francisco. We're going to tell you what to do or what not to do. Actually, I do have a friend in town for a conference this week.
So
I hope she's listening.
These are the shout nots, right?
Yeah.
Drive really slowly on Lombard Street.
That's exactly where you should drive slowly. It's so curvy. But the Golden Gate Bridge one drives me crazy because I cross it every couple times a week. And it's like always, you know, I don't know, Oregon plates or whatever. Or a rent-a-car, of course. Just like, come on.
They're meandering because it's the Golden Gate Bridge.
It's so beautiful. But yeah, there's places where you park your car and you drive across it.
Right, right, right. Yes. There
or walk across it.
Yes, there's an opportunity for you to pull over on the other side and take a good look back at the city. And everybody does it and you should do it. But here's what gets me on the way back. Coming back to the city, I'm like, where in the hell are the toll booths? I know this thing's not free. So sure enough, I got the ticket.
It's not a ticket. They just charged you.
No. By the time I got it all the way from the state I came from back here, the time had elapsed. So I had to pay a $32 violation.
Oh.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can get out of that. Oh, it was only $32? Well, that's kind of a lot.
I just paid it. No, it's one of the, this is how states get you. It's just more of a pain in the ass to fight it. I just paid it.
Yeah.
I want my driver's license and I want my plates. Anyway, so moving along, thou shalt not wait in line for the Powell Street cable car when you could just hop on the California Street line instead.
Done and done. Thou shalt not, I see this so much and it cracks me up, use a selfie stick.
Oh my God, they have to go away.
Please stop.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know why I care, but I'm just like, you look ridiculous. I would never do that.
Can I tell you this? I'm getting really close to being over the GoPro cam too.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I kind of still want one for my birthday that's coming up in August.
This is just really a life in general thing. It's not even so much San Francisco specific, the selfie stick. I think it's universally becoming hated.
Yeah. And thou shalt not wear football jerseys for your hometown team.
No.
No one cares.
No. And you know what? And you have to understand this about the Bay Area. The Bay Area loves their sports teams. So don't go there. Don't wear your Bears jersey here. And by the way, it's the same way. It works both ways. Don't wear your 49ers jersey in Chicago either.
Oh, duh. Yeah. I was realizing how stupid that is. It's not like I went to London and wore an American flag. Hello.
Yeah. Let me see here. Don't talk about why your hometown is so amazing.
Duh. No. Same thing. Cares. See above your jersey. Don't take pictures of homeless people. That would be awful. I've never seen anyone do that. I really hope that doesn't happen.
Well, I think that one of the things that happens for people who are not used to the city, they don't understand the homeless situation that goes on here, which is kind of sad.
Oh, wait, except for that guy that has a dog that has a cat on top of it, that has a rat on top of it.
No.
I think that you can take a picture of.
You give him a buck then, yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Ride a double-decker bus.
Or a Segway. Sad,
thou
horrible.
Thou shalt not. Yes, don't do it. I see them go by and I'm like, oh my God, these people really aren't doing that, are they? Complain that the portion sizes are so small.
Just don't do it. You went to too nice a restaurant for yourself then. Don't rent the electric bike or those tiny little yellow cars. They are weird, but it looks kind of fun. I might do it sometime.
And thou shalt not try to ride either across the Bay Bridge. Seriously.
You will get a ticket.
It's a dumb idea.
Thou shalt not, tourists to San Francisco, complain about the hills or the fog. Muni can complain about.
Right, yes. And thou shalt not necessary wear a money belt. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's get to the good news. We like to always end the show on a positive note. So here's the story. 99-year-old woman in Davenport, Iowa, named Lillian Weber, who's involved with a charity called Little Dresses for Africa. About 3 years ago, she started making one dress a day to send to the girls there. And she said her goal was to make 1,000 by the time she turned 100.
Oh my.
Well, her 100th birthday is coming up in May. She's still at it. She just reached her goal last Thursday, about 2 months ahead of schedule. Mm. And she just finished her 1,000th dress. She's going to start, she started making the next one. Doesn't have any plans on stopping. She says she mainly does it to help the girls, but also wants people to know that senior citizens can still make a big impact.
I got something to hang on to. I can do pretty good. Yeah, this is my 1,000th one.
She loves what she does. She gets up every day, has a routine, and starts in on her dresses, and very selfless, just does it because she wants to help these little girls.
9 times out of 10, they always say, well, the old people don't do anything. Well, they do.
Good for her.
Oh,
may she make
so
1,000 more. Yes.
Yeah, and it gives her life purpose. Okay, I'm going to send her a pattern and have her make me something.
Have yourself a wonderful night and join us again tomorrow night on the Trex Radio Show, along with Heather on KGO 8.